Movies,
TV,
pop culture,
it's all here.
I'm Jadelyn.
And I'm Daniela. And this is
Shut Up and Take Our Money. Hey there.
Hey guys, welcome back.
We're on episode 3.
Episode 3 of Shut Up and Take Our Money. It's happening. It's going down.
This episode, we have a special topic we're going to start off with. And what is that, Daniela?
That topic would be villains. Ooh. Which ones do we enjoy? Which are the best ones? We're going to find out right now, because we will tell you.
Mwahaha.
It's us all along.
Yeah.
That's the twist at the end. Okay. Would you like to start?
Sure.
I mean...
All right. Okay. I have a villain here. He's very indie. I don't know if anyone knows him. His name is Joker.
Who?
I'm telling you. Very, so unpopular.
Yeah. No, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. No. He's a little rival.
He sounds cool.
To a man named Batman.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Interesting. Liking the sound of this.
Oh yeah. Particularly, my favorite version of Joker is, I'm gonna be so basic and say Heath Ledger.
Of course.
I think he really took the cake for this one. Sorry, Jared. gotta go back.
It's okay, Jared. We'll talk more about you later. We'll make up for it.
You have a special place in our podcast. But yeah, Joker, one of my favorite villains. I think one of the most iconic, like, comic book villains of all time. And of course, as I said before, Heath Ledger did it so iconically, and I don't think there'll ever be a performance better than Heath Ledger's. I know Joaquin Phoenix did an amazing job too, but Heath, you're number one for me.
But he's still better. Very nice. Yeah, the first one I've got is Megamind.
Aww.
Now, I know he ends up a good guy at the end. However, as a villain, he is also excellent. Just a great character.
Yeah.
That movie, ahead of its time, truly.
Really is.
I watch it all the time. I'm obsessed with that movie.
I love that.
I've always watched it recently. No matter when you talk to me. I've seen it recently.
I need to rewatch it. I think the last time I watched it was when it came out, like, on DVD. And the only reason I remember this is because my family bought a new, like, 3D TV at the time. And the movie that it came with was Megamind. So,
it was that was like, the incentive for a 3D TV.
Exactly. It wasn't even the TV. Like, no, look, it's a Megamind on here. So, yeah, it was just, it was really cool just watching it at home. In 3D.
Oh, you watched it in 3D. Wow.
Yeah. Oh. It's insane. Wow. You should come over. So we can watch Megamind together in 3D.
Absolute fun new experience. Like, I'm seeing it for the first time. I just wanted to say that movie.
What a great guy.
It's, like, memorized. I'm obsessed.
Love it. My second villain question mark is Loki from the MCU. I mean, I think everyone loves Loki, or eventually gets to love him. I don't know. I guess in the beginning he's kind of a of a bleep. I'm not gonna say anything.
A bit of a bleep disturber.
Yeah. Exactly. But I mean, now he's on Disney Plus with his own series, and that was amazing.
Yes,
he's just so likable and so mischievous. Hello, God of Mischief.
Hello.
But looking forward towards season 2.
Absolutely, yeah. And I find, I don't know if it's the same for you, but when you rewatch, like, you know, let's say the first Avengers or, like, the first Thor, back when he's, like, truly an evil guy, but you watch it, like, knowing what you know, you're like, aw, what a goofy guy. Like, look at him trying to be tough.
That's so true. You're like, you're so silly, Loki. That's true.
Okay, for me, I've got a classic one. Pennywise from the It franchise, I guess it is now.
Franchise.
Yeah. He's just, you know, he's just an alien who looks like a clown who wants to eat children. He's, you know, he's very direct about his wants, which
What more can you ask for in a guy?
Yeah, he doesn't, you know, he's up front. He doesn't lie. He wants to eat kids.
Kids.
And he's going to.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad that he's so honest. I gotta ask you, do you have a favorite, like, version of Pennywise? Like, do you like the book version? Do you like Skarsgård or Curry?
I can't pick. Okay, I feel like Tim Curry's is probably I don't know. Not more accurate to the book, but his is more like playful, if that makes sense. Like, he's truly, I mean, he's a creepy alien that wants to eat children, but he's also, like, a clown, you know what I mean? Like, he's having fun with it.
Yeah.
Whereas Pennywise, like, in the movies, like, the new movies, it's like, he's just creepy.
That's
like,
true.
He doesn't need to be a clown. Like, he could be anything.
He could just be,
you know what I mean?
Like, a normal man, normal-looking man. just creepy.
Just a creepy guy. It's a weird vibe.
Ah.
So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no. But I do enjoy Skarsgård's performance. I like that he can do the thing with his eyes.
Oh my gosh.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's so cool. His mouth.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he is Pennywise. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I saw him doing that without the clown makeup, I'd still be afraid. Like, he doesn't need to be a clown.
No need for that, Bill. Just do that. Wow, that's amazing. Yep, Pennywise.
Yep.
The final villain on my list is, again, semi-villain. I don't know. You can label him what you want, but Venom.
Yes.
I think I adore Venom. So funny.
You've expressed your love for Venom
on
this show.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm not writing any fan fiction. I'm not one of those fans.
Whoa. I mean, you mentioned it, so now I think...
Oh, stop. I mean, you're going to find my secret account. Vetti fan fiction.
Vetti. No. That's her nickname for Venom.
Yup.
Venny.
Venny. Yeah, no, I think the movies are just so wild and hilarious. I know, like, people some people just absolutely despise them, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it's just such a blast.
No. They're wrong.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah. Yeah, but, kind of like Loki, like, in the previous Spider-Man films, like, in Spider-Man 3, people were like, oh, Venom's such an bleep.
Yeah.
Or like, he's not very nice. But then now, because he has his own, like, standalone films, it's because it's a franchise now. But
it's a franchise.
Yeah. I think people have grown to love him.
Okay. Last one for me. I don't know. I guess she counts as a villain, but she's not really, like, supernatural. You know what I mean? Like, the other things we've kind of talked about for the most part. But Livia Soprano, who's Tony's mom in The Sopranos, it's just, she stands out to me so much, because it's, like, in this show with about mobsters who, like, kill people and do all this terrible stuff, it's, like, the mom where you're like, what a terrible person.
That's, like, I find that so
truly
funny.
A sociopath.
Wow.
Terrible to her son. And,
oh,
yeah,
no.
But she's so funny, too. It's just, like... Okay, I'm not saying most people don't have a mom like her, but just the way she talks, the way she behaves, you could totally be like, ugh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, something you could kind of relate to, but she's, like, extreme, obviously.
So she's more psychologically damaging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a very human villain. But, no, she's just so funny to me. Because she's just so depressed all the time. But she, like, makes everyone else depressed, too. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing. And so, yeah, no, she's just...
She made it on your list.
She really stood out to me, yeah. Such an interesting character.
Oh, I gotta watch The Sopranos now.
Oh, man. I'm only halfway through, but...
Oh, okay.
I will get there. I will get there.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that was our discussion on our favorite villains. What is that?
It's what's poppin'.
Guys, speaking of villains, did you know that Taylor Swift released her version of Red, including All Too Well, which features a storyline with Jake Gyllenhaal?
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating to me, as you know. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
Because, okay, for those of you who don't know.
Okay, yeah, we need to break it down.
Yes. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, All Too Well was already a song.
Correct.
But it was short. It was like a normal length song. Okay.
Yes.
See, I know.
Yeah, you know.
And then she extended it. So this is a new version. It's like 10 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a short film to accompany the song.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happened.
Correct.
in the video, it's obviously about her and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
There's no way it isn't. But then in the credits for the names, it says him and her. Which was, like, the funniest thing to me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you could just say Taylor and Jake. We know it's about you guys.
Him and her. For those who haven't seen it, it's it's a short film written and directed by Taylor, obviously.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the two actors are Sadie Sink and Dylan O'Brien, who are playing her and Jake, which was, wow, that was, like, it was so mind-blowing to me, like, watching, uncomfortable for me, watching Sadie play this, like, younger version of Taylor. Because I think we're also used to seeing her as, like, a tomboy, like, teenager.
Yeah.
A child. Yeah. But she's, like, 19. She's of age.
No, I was confused when I saw it, because I didn't know there was this whole backstory. I was like, isn't he, like, 10 years older than her?
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's the point.
Oh, that is...
I understand.
Yes. You're like, cancel Taylor. Oh, wait. Yeah, but that was... I love all the memes on Twitter. It's just too funny.
Roasting Jake Gyllenhaal for just doing Taylor wrong, as she showed in this video. But, yeah, no, it's just... It's so funny to me because, like, everyone... I feel like, generally speaking, artists use their past in their art.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you watch a movie like Marriage Story,
mm-hmm.
and you know that guy has been through a divorce.
Yeah.
Like, it's obviously about him. You know what I mean?
And you know he's been through it.
That's fine. But because she always dates such, like, high-profile people, and then drops an album right after they break up, like, we know who it's about.
It's like, ooh, what's the mystery?
Yeah, there's no mystery. So, yeah.
So funny.
Oh, Jake. 10 years later, he's still getting cut
that
up.
That scarred Jake.
That three-month relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm so conflicted, because I love both of them.
I know you, like, do, yeah. I was wondering for your take.
Yeah.
You have investment in both parties.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I personally know both of them. It's just, I'm stuck in the middle.
These are my best friends.
My besties. Stop fighting, guys. Yeah, it's just so funny to me. I have no other reaction other than to just admire all the memes of, like, Jake Gyllenhaal on Twitter.
Yeah, it's just amusement. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Another villain.
Oh, yes.
On to the next villain.
Next villain. We're heading back to Jokerville. But, like, the wrong one.
Jared Leto. I believe we actually spoke about when this initially happened on one of our first live shows.
You were
years
correct.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And
back in the day.
We're back.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Unfortunately, we're back with the same topic.
Same. We can't let it go.
No.
For those of you who don't know, a few years ago, when back when Suicide Squad came out, not the new one, but the old one, they have the same title. basically, Jared Leto, he was the Joker, and he was playing some silly pranks on his co-stars. You know, he'd give them used condoms, that kind of thing.
You know,
the kind of thing you do with your friends, right? To get into character.
Yeah.
And we were like, that's pretty messed up, Jared Leto. And then we forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Until now.
Yeah, 5 years later. He did an interview recently. And somehow this topic was brought up again. And Jared denied ever sending those explicit and inappropriate gifts to his co-stars. I don't even know what to say.
Why would he deny it?
I don't know. And he, like,
if he had just said yes, there would be no news, right?
Yeah.
But and he was like, no. So that was all getting brought up again.
He specified the objects.
Mm-hmm. He was like, no, I did not give them X, Y, Z. Like, why'd you have that ready in your brain?
Yeah. Oh, no, Jared.
Oh, no.
Would you like to read one of his quotes from the interview?
No, I'd like you to read it, because you found it. Okay. So you deserve to
I have
to
the
bring
honors.
This up.
Yeah, so during the said interview... Jared said about his jokes, I'm playing a guy called the Joker. It's okay to play some jokes. Oh,
truly a philosopher. just so wise. I don't know if he understood
no one like him.
The Joker character.
I don't know.
He's not known for playing jokes.
Yeah.
That's not...
It's not it.
It's not his M.O., but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. It's just too wild.
Oh, Jared.
Like, where do we go from here?
This dude's starring in, like, a new movie with Lady Gaga, and we're still talking about the Joker situation.
Joker. Hopefully we'll this is buried and we won't have to talk about his gifts ever again, but... Who knows?
I feel like it'll come up again.
Yep.
He seems like he's gonna harp on it.
Oh no.
So, yeah.
Well, until then, we'll see.
We'll see what happens with that.
Yep. Okay. On to our next kind of pop culture event that happened in the past few weeks. I would like to give a trigger warning, just because there are mentions of, like, injury and death in this article, but recently Astroworld Music Festival happened.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, it's a festival held by Travis Scott, and it's held in Texas every year, I think since 2018, which is when he dropped his album. But unfortunately, this year was an absolute, like, tragedy. There was, like, a severe crowd control issue that resulted in 9 people dying and 300 people getting injured. Or, like, probably more than that, because that's just what's reported now. But people are saying that this was already, like, a mass casualty by, I think, 15 minutes into the show, but he didn't actually stop performing until, like, half an hour.
Jeez.
And it's a whole mess. It's really
bad.
No,
you see the videos. Sorry, you cut out.
No,
I did not mean to talk over
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, in the videos, you can see people, like, yelling to stop, and he just keeps going. Oh, no.
It's not a good look.
Yeah, just feel really bad for everyone there. Like, you don't think that's gonna happen when you go to a concert.
It's nothing that, like, we could have, you know, predicted or... but Travis Scott has been sued, I think, along with Drake and Live Nation. They have a lot of lawsuits coming their way, which, I mean, we saw that coming. He already had, like, apparently a long history of, like, inciting riots at his concerts. In 2015, he told people, like, jump the barricades, and in 2017, he, like, told a fan to jump off the balcony of his concert, so...
Hopefully, better feel like last week, too, we were like, what is happening
in the world?
But hopefully better safety measures
yeah.
are implemented.
This should better like it should never happen.
Better everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he'll be throwing a music festival. He should be hosting any kind of anything anytime soon.
He should not
soon.
Host a music festival.
No. No, no. But, yeah, we just hope that nothing like this ever happens again.
For sure.
And now it's time for...
What We Watched This Week!
Okay, I'd like to say, really, really quick, since our last show, I have watched 2 new episodes of Succession.
Ooh.
Because they come out every week.
Uh-huh.
And things are heating up. It's getting crazy. No spoilers. No spoilers. But. The next week, like this episode, this Sunday, is the big shareholder meeting. And that means nothing to you. But this has been coming since, like, season one.
Oh.
They've been talking about this shareholder meeting. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be crazy.
Wow, I love...
They could even lose the company. It's going to be insane.
I love watching you talk about this. It's like, oh my god, I love the energy. I can feel it through the screen.
Oh my god.
I dig it.
I'm not prepared. I'm not ready.
Wow.
That is what's going on in Succession.
The only thing I can go off of is a gentleman throwing water bottles, so... You can explain that.
I said, Jadelyn, a scene where Tom, who is, I can't explain all the characters. Basically, someone is, like, trying to explain the family tree now.
I feel like drawing it out.
Tom, who's Shiv's wife, who's the daughter of... No. They're in a safe room because there's been a shooting at the company, and he's chucking water bottles at his assistant in a fit of rage. And, I just sent that to Jaden with no context, and I feel like I've convinced you to watch the show.
I think so.
Yeah, I feel like that's all I need.
I think the Emmys weren't enough. I just needed, like, someone throwing water bottles at their assistant.
They're just like us.
Yeah.
Just like us. Like,
perfect. What a great storyline. I must start. Oh. My gosh.
Okay.
I love it.
Anyways. In terms of what we watched this week, would you like to start? Or I don't...
Sure.
I feel like I gave a little... I got a little worked up. A little blurb.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of worked up, I'm still watching Superstore. Great show. I'm on season two. I'm in the middle now. I just recently finished the episode. I don't know if you remember this, but it was when the store was, like, really hot because corporate couldn't control, like, the temperature of the... AC or something, or like the heat, and yeah, I just finished that yesterday. It was really great. that's what I'm on. I can't remember what episode that was, like 12 or 13 or something. But
there.
Oh, great show. I'm liking. I think on our last episode, I was like, my favorite two characters are Jonah and Cheyenne, which they still are. But I'm really liking Garrett now too.
Garrett.
He's just so funny.
Yes. He's so funny.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And now, like, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but it's been out for a while, right?
It's fine.
Okay. My god, Garrett and Dina.
Yeah.
What?
Don't see that coming.
What?
Out of nowhere. Wildest pairing. But
wow.
It's great.
I look forward to it. I want to know where they go.
Where they go.
Yup. So what have you watched?
Okay. I watched a movie. Basically, I was scrolling through Letterboxd, as one does.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was on Kieran Culkin's page, as one is.
Mm-hmm.
And I, and
as one is.
You know, just a normal day.
Yeah.
And there's this movie, and it's called Igby Goes Down. And I'm like, what is this? I click it, and all the reviews are like, this is basically... Catcher in the Rye as a movie.
Oh.
And I'm like, Catcher in the Rye?
Uh-huh.
I was obsessed with that book when I was like 13, because that's the age to be obsessed with that book.
Yep.
So I watched it and I'm like, this is actually great.
Oh.
I wasn't sure what to expect, but it was really good. It was basically like that book.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this rich kid, and he's just, you know, sad about life.
He's just trying to find his place. That's
basically Catcher in the Rye.
Is it based off of Catcher in the Rye, or is it just similar storylines?
I don't think it's based off it. Like, I don't think they ever said that, but there's, like, obvious similarities. Like, I'm pretty sure Catcher in the Rye, if I remember, it starts with him getting expelled from, like, private school or military school. Mm-hmm. And that's the same way the movie starts, so I'm like, okay. Yeah. It's the same thing.
It's inspired.
Yeah. Inspired.
Inspired.
But yeah, well, I enjoyed good. It. Yeah.
And he was the lead?
He was the lead.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was like, he's actually pretty good in this. Because I haven't seen much of his acting outside of Succession. And then I guess he's in, like, Home Alone when he's 4. But I haven't seen
Gosh, wait, really?
Yeah, because his brother's the Home Alone kid, right?
I didn't realize Kieran was in the movie.
He's, like, the littlest one with the big glasses.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I'm so uncultured. Completely. Wow. So that's what you have to judge him based
on. That, and then I guess Scott Pilgrim. I've seen.
Oh, yeah,
so I've seen the beginning, middle, and up until now.
Yes.
Let's see something else. Let's fill it in a bit.
You're like, how's your resume, Kieran?
What have you been in?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing I watched, another TV show. I actually started this about a month ago, but then I kind of, like, zoomed through it.
Oh.
Binged it. It's called Busted.
Whoa.
It's on Netflix. Sorry. Basically, it's a South Korean TV show, and it's kind of like a whodunit series. Like,
Kind
of semi-scripted, but, like, reality. It's very hard to explain, but, like, it features a fixed cast of, like, 7 detectives, well, quote-unquote detectives. They're really all just huge celebrities in Korea, but they have, like, new celebrity guests every episode, and they have to solve a mystery, per episode. But it's
fun.
It's really, I can't even describe it. It's just insane. Like,
what kind of mysteries?
It's like, this lady's the boss of, or like, she's a CEO and her husband just got kidnapped and then they have to, like, find him. Like, that's one of the mysteries.
Wild.
And, like, other mysteries are so petty where she's like, oh yeah, he broke up with me and now I don't know where he is or something. I don't know. Like, he stole my mug or something. I don't know.
Jeez.
Yeah, the mysteries just range in severity. Like, sure. I remember one episode, it was like, this guy shares a house with 5 other of his, like, roommates, and then someone's, like, stealing his rice in the fridge. And he calls these 7 detectives, and he's like, I need to find this person. Like,
that's honestly the most intense mystery of all. That's the one I understand.
Honestly. Yeah, but watch the show if you want some good laughs. Yeah, it's just wild.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. One last one for me. I'll just say it for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Adam's Family Values.
Ooh.
I've never seen the Adam's Family movies.
Me either.
I must say, they are directly my sense of humor.
Oh.
I feel like, I don't know if it's a compliment to me, an insult to them, I don't know, but I feel like if anyone wants to know what I find funny, just watch those movies, because I was, like, dying laughing the whole time, which I did not expect. I was like, this is a masterpiece.
Wow.
Of comedy. So, yeah.
I like that. I'm so happy for you.
Absolutely. Thank you, yeah.
Wow, Adam's Family. Oh, yeah. I keep seeing, like, well, because it's huge, right? Like,
yeah.
And every Halloween, people watch it, and it's been on TV, and I don't know why I've never just sat down to watch it. I should.
Yeah, they put it on Netflix, so I was like, maybe?
Spooky
time of year?
Spooky time? I should watch it.
Down.
It's November 13th, but you know, it's only 2 weeks past Halloween. I can watch it.
It's fine. We're in that transition between Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah.
I think it counts. Like, November 15th is the cutoff. It's officially It's Christmas. Now.
Yeah. Then you guys switched to Home Alone. yeah. That's what we watched.
That's what we watched this week.
I think we're we're at the end of this wonderful episode.
The end of our show.
Yep.
And what a journey it's been.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe we did it.
We did it again.
Amazing.
We hope you enjoyed listening.
Yes. Hope so. If you didn't, that would be crazy that you're still listening.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Joke's on you.
Yeah, I mean, what's your problem?
Yeah. Join us next time for some more pop culture fun and bias.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Totally biased opinions.
Yep.
Love to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We will see you in 2 weeks.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.